from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are one step closer to protecting AM radio in new cars. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer says the AM for Every Vehicle Act has moved out of committee and has been able to garner at least 260 co-sponsors, predicting it will get passed by the end of the year. Cancer deaths in the United States have declined.
That's according to a report released by the American Association for Cancer Research, which found that the cancer death rate went down by 33% between 1991 and 2021. The cancer death rate for children and adolescents has also dropped by 24% in the past two decades. The report cited early detection, lower smoking rates, and improvements in treatment as reasons for the decline. But the authors warn that alcohol is still a lesser-known risk factor, and excessive levels of consumption can increase the risk of certain types of cancer, including breast cancer and liver cancer. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Tens of thousands of cats and dogs enter animal shelters in New Jersey on a yearly basis. With adoptions declining recently, it's not as easy for places to keep all of these animals alive. But New Jersey is performing better than many other states.
New figures from Best Friends Animal Society show that more than 1,800 dogs and cats, mostly cats, were killed in 1 year's time at shelters across New Jersey. Still, the state is just under the goal of a 90% save rate. The society's Aurora Velasquez says animals are staying in shelter longer. It's become so easy for folks to purchase puppies or kittens from other people online.
Shelters can't save animals if they don't have the support of their community.
In a 12-month period analyzed by the group, New Jersey shelters saved about 58,000 cats and dogs. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And have you ever thought about giving your loved one a green or natural burial? There is a cemetery in Cape May County that offers this beautiful way to memorialize someone.
Ed Bixby is the owner of Steelman Town Cemetery in Woodbine. He says biodegradable shrouds are used in a green burial.
Could be put into a pine box, a wicker basket, a bamboo basket. It could be wrapped in a shroud that would be biodegradable, your favorite blanket. The gentler return on the earth.
More and more people who learn about simple green burials are opting for them.
And why that's good for the funeral industry is that a simple direct cremation, that is the cheapest form of disposition. We're bringing people back to the cemetery. We're bringing people back to the funeral home.
Family is a big part of the burial process. They can help dig a gravesite, plant a tree, or carry a wicker casket. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And what's the weather looking like this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll have an evening shower in spots tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Low temperatures will be in the upper 50s. We'll have clouds and a few glimpses of sunshine for tomorrow. High temperatures right up around 70. Cloudy and mild tomorrow night. Can't rule out a shower. Lows will be in the lower 60s, but we'll have a better chance for some showers heading into Wednesday and Wednesday night. We'll be mainly cloudy and damp. High temperatures in the upper 60s Wednesday. We still could have a leftover shower to Thursday as it turns warmer. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We've got 62 degrees in Berkeley Heights, 63 degrees in Manalapan, and 61 degrees in Pemberton. Fast traffic, instant weather, every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5, brought to you by B&B Siding and Roofing. Hurricane season is here. Don't put off those essential jobs like roofing and siding that can protect your family and your home. B&B Siding and Roofing has been transforming New Jersey homes for over 30 years. Get started today at bbsiding.com and by W. Danley Electrical. Prepared for a power outage with a Generac automatic standby generator from W. Danley, you'll always have power. Free extended warranty, HVAC and gen maintenance with a qualifying home standby generator purchase. 0% financing available. Visit Danley911.com.
Not New York. Not New York. Not Philadelphia. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.